Okay, so I'm now joined by Jackie Bailey. A difficult night for Labour, it'd be fair to say, with a couple of the results coming in so far.
Yeah, I think it has been a difficult night for the Labour Party, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, we've made the arguments in, you know, constituencies and streets across Scotland. And I am very clear that, you know, the message we take forward is one about the future, about investing in the future, but also being sure that people understand there are cuts coming to the Scottish Parliament. We believed in, you know, doing something to stop the cuts. Unfortunately, that's not the case with the SNP, who look as if they'll be victorious tonight. I congratulate them on their victory, but, you know, the challenges that lie ahead require us all to be focused on what we will do with the new powers coming to the Parliament.
And what about your campaign? How are you feeling right now?
Well, tired, I've got to admit, but I take great joy and energy from just talking to people in the constituency. I'm a great believer in you can't represent people unless you talk to them, you understand their concerns. So I've loved campaigning, you know, absolutely. There's no doubt it's been tough. But nevertheless, I've enjoyed actually being out there talking to people.
I mean, 16 years in the post, you're regarded as one of Scotland's political heavyweights. It would be a shock to lose the seat, but the rise of the SNP really must have been difficult to challenge.
I mean, you know, when you look at our position in the polls, you know, Labour is not actually polled terribly highly. So, you know, I've no doubt the SNP will have a number of victories across the whole of Scotland this evening. At the end of the day, I'm going to wait until the result is declared. But, you know, I have enjoyed tremendously representing this constituency for 16 years. It's been a privilege, and whoever wins tonight, you know, I wish them the best of luck in doing so in the future.
I suppose the main story is that second place position, and hearing just murmurings around today that a lot of the Helensburgh votes have maybe swung to the Tories. What's your reaction to that?
Well, again, I've literally arrived at the count. I don't know the nuance of where the vote's been. I'm sure we'll all study that in the days and weeks to come. But for now, you know, I think we just need to wait and hear the result.